I told you, if it's and the pleasure is mine, in the afternoon, wherever you are, Dominica, the region, and the rest of the world. Some of you home for lunch. I know that's your favorite program. You don't want to miss a bit, huh? This afternoon, we're going to continue to look at the new Procurement Act. And with us is Mr. Anthony Leblanc from Ace Engineering. I've gotten many calls, so bring him back. I've been told, and it has been referred to as a corrupt act. But let's go back to a statement made earlier from the Global View on Q by Mr. Anthony as he reviewed the act. And believe me, Mr. Leblanc, I have some surprises for you. But let's listen to this one. Let's listen to Mr. Leblanc going back sometime last week. I think it was the 7th of December. Let's listen.
Well, this new act is not good for Dominica. It's a stab in the back for democracy, for transparency, for accountability. It won't do good for Dominica, for sure. There are a lot of the parliamentary representatives, I listened to the debate, who lauded good aspects of the act. But what they're not telling you, or probably what they don't know, because most of them don't read, is that the existing Public Procurement and Contract Administration Act number 11 of 2012 had superior provision. We look at, for example, what was required for domestic and small bidders. The advantages in the existing act far outweigh what comes in the new act. For one, there's a negative provision in this new act. Section 28.1 requires that domestic bidders would be barred from bidding if they owe the government a social security. This provision does not apply to any foreign bidder. So a bidder from St. Lucia or from New Zealand can come and bid on a job, and they may owe the St. Lucian government or the New Zealand government social security payments and can go ahead and bid. But a local bidder who may be making arrangement to pay social security is disqualified from bidding. The margin of preference in the existing act has never been used after 6 years of being enforced. And you have all of those areas where the legislation was good enough and needed to be improved in some cases, but this new one is worse off, and there's no advantage to the Dominican public or the private sector in having this new act. An important aspect is that the previous act required under Section 104 that the act supposed to be reviewed by a procurement review panel that was supposed to be appointed by the minister, involving both private sector, mostly private sector persons, and some government personnel to review the function of the existing act, to review procurement manual, to review the work of the board, and so forth. That was never done, but we came up with a new act. How in heaven's name could we have done that? I don't know.
I know some time ago, Mr. Leblanc referred to this new bill as a corrupt bill. He did not mince his word to say that. But as we talk corruption, I want to hit the ground running today, yeah? Mr. Leblanc, I was looking for that clip, but a lot of people made reference to you talking about a corrupt act that a move from government, if you will, when we spoke about procurement, that a minister approached you some time ago saying that if you want work, you need to give them something under the table, What can you tell us about that? Good afternoon to you, Mr. LeBlanc. We're just hitting the ground running, huh?
Good afternoon, Matt. Matt, the correction is not that a minister approached me, but I approached a co-director of your company. Of his engineering a couple of years ago. That minister is no more in government, but all the same, that minister has very close links to government. It was basically telling us, hey, you'll get a lot of work. You just have to give us some under the table. And I said, not over my dead body. I'm not going to take hard working taxpayers' money to put back in politicians' pocket in a corrupt way. I have to live with my God. I have to live with my country. I have to live with my countrymen. So no, not over my dead body.
So you say you're not accepting that?
Nope. And Matt, I can tell you that is part of the genesis of our difficulty with the government. We refuse to lie in bed in a corrupt way with them. I've always insisted. I've had meetings with the Prime Minister, with my parliamentary representative, with Yvonne Asif when he was a minister. And we have always said, no, if there's work to be done, put it out to tender. Give everybody an opportunity. Let us be the best man out if we are. Let the best man win it. Mm-hmm. And that has always been our principle in terms of public procurement. It is not a favor to be granted. It is not a privilege. It is there for every taxpayer, every electorate, mm-hmm. everyone to be able to do business with government. And that's one of the fundamental things of democracy. We put all our resources together to get a civilized society, and we equally benefit from it. When you have acts like the present one that has just passed, mm-hmm. that stabs democracy in the back.
You say stab?
Stabs. That's exactly what it does.
Explain that.
Because, Matt, when you expect that you as an individual who pay your taxes regularly, is in the private sector doing business, working hard, creating employment, mm-hmm. and you play the game well, you pay your taxes fairly, you don't owe the government, if anything, the government owes you, and you're deprived from opportunity to reap the benefit of this consolidated tax, it is a stab in the back for democracy, because that's why we form a country, so we can all share the goodness of the country. And when some people have more rights than others to the goodness, it is corrupt. It is corruption, and that's exactly what it is.
So when you will be told that in recent times you got work from the government, so why are you complaining?
Matt, I'd like to set the record straight again. This attempt of saying that we got work from the government, it's not the first time. It's not recent. It happened in 2010 when the present president, Charles Sabre, mm-hmm. and his other stooges, including Tony Estefan, went on radio when they were trying to castigate and make Brisbane look like an evil man. They included us and said, and we were talking about procurement. We were talking about the inequality of government's action at that time. And they said that we got $1 million in bonds from the government and other stuff. And we refute that in writing. It was published in the NO in 2010. And they have not opened their mouth to say, no, we are wrong. Or they haven't gone to the court and sue us. And in 2014, we published a paid advertisement in September 2014, I think 15th of September, where we outlined every single work we got from the public sector. It was all tendered work. It was all work won fairly. Otherwise, it was subcontract work from another foreign contractor who we engaged. We brought into Dominica and engaged because of the size of the work. They have not refuted that. Recently in Parliament, in two last Parliament sittings, they have been saying that we got geothermal work and Granby work from the government.
I heard that.
But there must be something enticing about the goodness of Ace Engineering that they keep looking at work that we get fairly by public procurement, whether it's funded by CDB, funded by the UK government, funded by the Canadian government, funded by the European Union, that Dominica seem to be privileged when Ace Engineering get work, so it has to be highlighted. The work for Granby Credit Union is funded by CEDA, by Canada, through the Caribbean Development Bank. We tendered along with foreign and local contractors. We won the tender. the budget for the job was below the lowest standard, which was ours. It was negotiated to fit the budget. And we are doing it with another local contractor, Stucco Construction,
mm-hmm.
as a joint venture.
So there's no favor there?
No favor. We don't need favors from the government. A person should not want favors from the government if government have to function well. The moment you pay the piper, you create a problem.
Would you say that you think the other contractor, some of the other contractors, may be passing something under the table?
Well, I would, given the approach to us and given all what's in the public sphere in terms of corrupt deals, there have been a lot of reporting of contractors having to go to the bank with government officials and even ministers, a deplorable situation. I know for sure there have been allegations and there have been persons who told me as a contractor and who said to one of my colleagues as mm-hmm. a contractor, I did this housing repair work for the government and I thought I was being paid by the government, but I was paid directly by a public servant. So there is corruption in government in Dominica. We cannot put our head in the sand. It is rampant. I think it's the worst it has been in my lifetime. And it's not good for the country. And this present Procurement Act makes it worse. It has legalized corruption.
Before we go to the Procurement Act, explain, because there are people listening that don't even understand the word procurement. Can you break it down in such a simple way that the people can understand?
It's very simple. It is the government buying from anybody, whether it's the public,
okay.
whether even another government department, whether it is buying airtime from Q95 or DBS or Kyrie, whether it's buying a car from
Auto Trade
or Carlton Philip Motors, whether it is buying some sandwiches from Pearl's Cuisine, all of this is procurement.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be a fair, transparent way that gives government the best value for its money.
So you open it up?
You open it up and you give everybody, I mean, the last access, it has to be open to a broad section of the Dominican public. This present one removed from the Dominican public.
So that's why you call it corrupt?
I mean, there's several areas. That is not even the major area. The major area is Section 58, what mm-hmm. they call framework agreement.
Which is saying what?
Essentially, it says that a permanent secretary, an accounting officer, can call UMAT anytime and say, I want to pass all government advertisement to you for another 20 years. No matter what the size of the advertisement is, no matter what it is, it's yours. Just like that. And there's no questions to be asked. There's no oversight authority. Nobody can tell he or she, permanent secretary, you're doing the wrong thing. All he or she have to do is record it, that I have given Mark a contract for all advertisement for the government of Dominica in my ministry, Ministry of Health, or Ministry of Housing, Ministry of Finance, and that's it. It's a fait accompli. So nobody else, somebody whose price is better, somebody who is better qualified than you, somebody who is more astute, somebody whose time is better, even if you're delivering it 2 weeks late, it doesn't matter. And it can be an agreement that has no restrictions. It doesn't have to be advertised. It's pretty much a corrupt act. And you can forget everything else in the act. Section 58 stands alone. Two paragraphs, half a page. That's the Procurement Act. Nothing else matters, because Section 51 says if there's another procurement method that can be used, we don't need open competitive method. We don't need to invite DBS, or we don't need to invite Sherman Green or anybody else to prepare the ad for government. Matt is the only boy who can do it, and we want Matt. He's the guy on the block.
That's it. Simple like that.
I want
to go back to, I think even on the last program on Global View, that the issue of capacity came up, and you had, let me see if I can get to that clip there that you shared on the billing capacity. We have other voices that we wanted to hear that have been sharing capacity from the new program on Q95 called The Other Side. So we'll allow you to hear.
I'll play
you some of what you said on the last Global View, but let's play this one.
The amount of work that they get from the public sector has been reduced, except if it's funded by the World Bank, the European Union, or CDB, or another external agency. We just don't get work from the government. The CBI is where the government has a lot of cash that not a government had before. It should have been a good tool to build the local sector, to encourage small contractors to grow, to provide a means for growth. Honorable Vince Henderson spoke about needing capacity building, but how can you build capacity without opportunity? It's like telling children at school now, you don't need to do SBA, you know everything just from the theory. No, we need to go beyond the theory. We need to go to the practice where small contractors learn how to bid. The larger contractors grow up and become even larger and more competitive. We in the local sector have been able to compete with contractors from the USA, from the European Union, from anywhere in the world, compete side by side, and have been able to form alliances with both local and foreign contractors to get most of the work that has been done in Dominica. It's only in recent times, in the last 5 years, we see a barrage of foreign contractors coming without any bid process, without any transparency, and just given work that should be used to improve the sector.
All right, okay. We've heard your views there. We've heard your views on that. Now, listen to, I heard Mr. Sam Raphael, a developer, and Mr. Kenny Green on the issue of capacity. Do you have the capacity? Let's listen to, I know the telephone's already going crazy because people want to share, but let's listen to Mr. Sam Raphael. I heard him on the other side sometime last week. I listen intensely. Listen to this, his view on capacity.
Let's be honest about it. And it's value for money, okay? It's efficiency, it's productivity, and value for money. And if you cannot provide that to someone, and you're talking about something on that large scale, you don't have your one little 4-ton or 6-ton truck that you're taking something from, you know, there, and you bring in for me in Sufra, and you can tell me, you can charge me X amount of money, and you hit the lottery that day. You see, this is not how this thing works. The same way we talk about volumes with the airline, everything works on volume. You're talking about how many tons and tons of earth I have to move. You can't look at those ridiculous prices that you can quote someone on a one-off job. And that's what our people need to understand. If you're going to be in the volume business, you're going to be in the volume business, and your price has to reflect it, and your efficiency has to reflect it, and the timelines have to reflect it. You're going to have to be ready. If it's at 6 a.m. to start and your truck is going to work until 10 p.m., you may have to work 2 shifts on your truck and have a mechanic on standby to be able to move that. And some of our people, really, to be honest with you, we need our holidays. We come to work, you know, at 8, 9. We have to then service our truck and fuel it. It's not until 10 o'clock we're ready to start working. I'm being tough.
I like
okay?
you, Sam. You're being real. No, you're being real.
But I'm being real, and then we would rather spend our time and our energy complaining that we're not getting work than looking at those that do it and do it efficiently and trying to emulate them. This is something that I just cannot understand with so many people. They look at very successful people and they get angry at them.
But Sam, still, I think there are those just like you, working hard, wanting to go places. And I'm just wondering, how do we provide that support for them? What if they want to handle these types of projects? People need help. People need support.
You're right.
To get to these places, are we just always going to be, you know, looking at, I don't want to call names, let's see, are we always going to be looking at that that foreign company to come in and do the construction or
allow me to answer your question, I will.
He's fresh.
Tanya, there is going to be a lot more work than Dominicans can handle.
Correct.
more work than they can.
I agree, but I'm just saying, why can't he get to a point where a local company, Sam, a local company is at that forefront?
Okay, so,
I just wish we could get there one day.
I'm
not saying right now, I understand we're not ready, but how can we help them get ready?
Tanya, let me ask you something, because I'm a developer, okay? I just developed Jungle Bay, and I employed all local people, okay?
Right.
The only people that we brought in from overseas is
Haitian-owned
people to help with, you know, construction, to help supplement and train some of our local people. And then we brought some carpenters from Guyana to help train her. I'm a Caribbean man, and I'm into my people. So that's my commitment, and I'll go overboard. But I can tell you it's very difficult, because a lot of our so-called contractors aren't ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest with you. I'm keeping it real. I'll fight up with them, but it's not everybody that will fight up with them. So our people need to step up our game and make sure that we prepare. It doesn't make economic sense, Tanya, for anyone to fly in people from halfway across the world to do work when you got people on the ground that's ready to do it efficiently. Tanya, doesn't make no
I'm
one.
I'm not
wants
disagreeing
to,
with you,
no
Sam.
One wants to throw
I
money.
Totally agree. So there will be work. There will be work, definitely.
Those of us that are here, instead of this perennial complaining, let's get on board and let's figure out what we need to do. Sit with the developer, sit with these folks, and see what we need to do and find ways. Study how the other people do it efficiently. I will see oftentimes in Dominica, we look at when Chinese workers come and work, and we are amazed like they come from another planet. No, this is how things work in the real world.
Yep.
People work shift. People work around the clock. People, you know, make tremendous efforts. And sometimes some of us do. I'm not saying no one in Dominica does. But this has to be the norm. And in this way, nobody will come in our yard and take our work, because we will perform better and more efficiently than anyone else.
All right. I'm sure you would want to respond. I see you taking a lot of notes there, Tony. Stick around. We also heard from another developer. If you want a CBI agent, Mr. Kenny Green. Listen there for a minute.
It is not feasible for a company to come from overseas with that amount of that gravity of and scale of work without employing a large amount of the resources on island. So in other words, there's going to be a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are going to be caveats to that, which is the type of equipment that people have. Now, Sam would have pointed out, and that's something that I don't know if it's Dominican, if it's just simply it's a universal trait. But sometimes you can, you know, complain or argue that something is not going to happen for so long that you forget to prepare for it.
Mm.
And a lot of the preparation part is about saying, you know what, I know this is coming. I've got a 5-ton truck, but the standard that will allow me to work better will be to have a 10-ton truck so I can move earth. Because you're talking a substantial amount of earthworks and a substantial amount of work. There's no way a contractor from wherever in the world can come in without having to use local resources. So the question is, again, just like we spoke about earlier, are our resources locally ready and able to take advantage of opportunities locally? And I'm not too sure that they are. Some are. I know there's a lot of the truckers may feel that they're ready, but even a basic thing that happens on a lot of projects here, which is that a large project starts and then your equipment breaks down in the middle of the project and you're now left exposed.
All right, Dominica, a lot of views here on capacity. Mr. Liebly, I suspect, has been writing for the past few minutes, taking notes. We heard from Mr. Sam Raphael, interactive host there, Tanya, and now we heard Mr. Green. In a nutshell, I got from this conversation that he thinks, or they think, that you guys need to step up and stop complaining.
Matt, first of all, I listened to those two guys, and it's clear they're not the type of people we want in leadership in this country. Because they're the type who keep you down. They are the type who have a license from people who want to keep you down, to keep you down. Kenny Guerin, for example, saying that we do not have the local resources. First of all, he says the local resources will be used for a project of this magnitude. And I say it's another word for British standard. It is rubbish. Because we see the Chinese do it all the while. They come with everything from their rice, their rum, all the laborers. And there's the allegation that they bring slave laborers. So when Sam says that it's not economical to bring people from outside, the Chinese do it all the while. It is either we are paying too much, and I do think we are paying too much for Chinese labor, or they are using slave labor. Sam spoke about you need your holiday. Ask Sam if he doesn't go on holiday. What is good for him, the goose, is not good for the gander, the laborer in Dominica. The point is we have to have humane conditions to work. We have to develop a society where we care for each other. Economy is one, but economy involves everybody. So they're speaking rubbish from that point of view. It is not fair what they're speaking about. I've seen Chinese work in the condition that they work. I don't want my worst enemy to work in that. They should look at what happened in Bellevue Chopin, what happened by the stadium. Let them go inside there. Ask them how many of them would want to put their children in there. Ask Kenny Green and Sam whether he would want his sister or his brother or his mother or anybody like that to work in those conditions. They're deplorable conditions. So don't compare us with this deplorable condition. I don't want that for Dominica. And those people are not fit to be leaders in Dominica when they speak like that. To speak about we are not prepared for a project like that. The airport is an economic development, not just an import. We should not be importing an airport. When we import all the labor, all the materials, everything, we're importing like we imported the stadium. The stadium was an import. The only thing we use locally for the stadium, for example, and likely for the hospital, is cement we get from Panama. It's not local, but it didn't come from China. And aggregate, and sometimes steel, and sand. Everything else is import. Construction is supposed to be a tool for economic development. It is no more tool for the economic development when everything is imported, including mass importation of labor, which we do in Dominica. So Kenny Green and Sam Raphael should not be vying for leadership in Dominica because they're not fit. And let them not sit in a hiding place on the other side to discuss those things. When they want to discuss national development, let's bring the other side with them on the other side.
So you're prepared to sit with them?
I'm prepared to sit on Anupale. I'm prepared to sit with the other side, and I'm prepared to sit with any of them because we have to be frank in our discussion and not hide under anybody's dress.
I'm going to try my very best to bring the other side right here on Q95. 1:30 is the afternoon time. Let's take a break. It's hot here on, the talk on the block. If it's hot, we'll talk about it. Stick around, Dominica. Stick around.
Make home a happy place with furniture from Astafans and Company Limited. Furniture for every room, beds, closets, wardrobes, side tables, even bathroom and toilet accents and accessories. Work or study from home with a brand new computer desk and chair. Relax with living room furniture, TV stands, center tables, indoor and outdoor chairs. Any piece of custom furniture you need is also available at J. Astafans and Company Limited's Furniture Factory. Call today 255-2791 or 255-2793 and make your house a home. Ask the fans. Right place, right price.
The big prizes are at Digicel this Christmas. Get chances to win $500 cash daily. You heard right. $500 cash every day up until Christmas Eve. Simply top up $15 or more. Pay a Digicel Plus or postpaid bill in full or on time. Buy a Digicel Prime Jumbo Bundle or purchase a Wi-Fi mesh to qualify for your big wins daily. Plus, enter to win the grand prize of $15,000. A weekend for two at Cabrit's Resort and the Spa Kempinski, or $1,500 supermarket shopping spree. That's more prizes and more chances to win. Visit a Digicel store today. Digicel, better together this Christmas.
All right, Dominica, we're here. 1:32 is the afternoon. I'm going to take some phone calls because my telephone has been going ringing off the hook here, given what discussion we've been having in terms of Mr. LeBlanc and Capacity and 449 Procurement. Hello, talk to me, yes? Uh-oh, I missed that call. I'm so sorry. You have to call back. Let's try this one, yes? Yes.
Matt, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. LeBlanc, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
At home and abroad.
Huh.
Matt, you know, on the other side, two sides, well, there's a good and a bad side.
All right.
Now, the good side would want to elevate people, empower people, to see a society of people motivated and mobilized to achieve. The bad side would want to keep people down. So I thought this guy, when they were going on the other side, you're going to bring some sense to the discussion.
But they're basically saying there from best side, I got it. Somebody asked the same question last night, but they're saying it's just a different perspective.
Well, my different perspective, because I listened to Sam. Sam is the guy when Sam came to Dominica. I remember when he was doing Jungle Bee and they had this ceremony up at this place in Warner there. I was there, and he was a young guy, a guy I respected highly for his, you know, creativity and interest. But you must understand, when he arrived in Dominica, there were people here who were doing things. Dominicans work on big projects overseas. You know, Donnie Boyd worked on the Barbados airport when they were constructing the airport. Maurice Charles, may he still rest in peace as well, worked in Anguilla where they did some huge hotels and so forth. So people can do things, and the only way you build capacity is to give people opportunity and to help them to grow. But if you keep them down and they keep struggling with just a little truck, that's all they'll see for the rest of their lives. And the trouble we're going to have, though, if we're not exposing and giving our people opportunity, this when you talk about the common market, the CARICOM common market, will leave us behind, because other persons will come in here and take our jobs, and then we can't go to the country and compete and take jobs as well, and so forth. So I think what Sam and this guy should think about, because to me, you don't have to support a party and or government to be objective. Something is wrong, something is wrong. Because it's not working. And if you make proper recommendation, because you support the government, they might listen to you. But if you feel because you support them and you're getting whatever you're getting, you must you know, bake yourself into this unnecessary point to bring people down, to keep them down. When you talk about a little truck you have, and so how you get a big truck? You have to be engaged. You have to be in business, making money. So what it is. I remember before, there's a few people here that had what you call bulldozer, like Firu. This guy he married to Jacqueline Fido, had bulldozers, and Joey Astaf and these people. And when the Nalotier, Sintra, and Russian Tumbin came in here, Dominicans get organized. You saw trucks came in, you saw backhoe came in. So people get organized, and since these guys came in here, it seems they feel all people don't have capacity to do things. All people can do things. I know little people in Mao there, contractors who build health centers and do good jobs. Look at the Social Security Center building. Dominicans will build that, and so forth. So I think we have to be serious, we have to be honest, and we have to look after our people. And when we come and talk, you know, we just to give our party, our government support, it doesn't help the society. Because if you look at these men as leaders in business, I remember before, if one business person was affected in something that is not right, other business people rally behind them. But as if now it means, well, dog eat dog, you look for your own, I look for my own. And a country can't run like that, Matt. And I'm disappointed in what I heard coming from Sam and what I heard coming from Kenny Green. Matt.
Well, thank you. We'll take more phone calls because more phone, you wanted to make a point.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Matt, let's speak about capacity and capacity building. And there are different aspects to capacity building. One of it is getting your people retooled. BCAD have been trying from since 2013 to get both persons in the construction sector and new entrances, people in school, to be trained in that CVQ process that pretty much tell you, I can do that at that level. So if somebody say, I can install a toilet, you know that they have done that CVQ in that area, so you know how they will install the toilet. You know everything about that. And we have tried, when Kempinski was being built, we approached Range Development, and we thought we would work with the government to try to collaborate and to make sure we had capacity building, we had training going on, mm-hmm. and so on. The government was not interested, all right? And we had very little ammunition then to convince Range that they should engage people locally and help develop capacity building. So the government has not been interested in technical education per se. What existed when I was going to school at the Clifton Technical College is still superior to what exists now in Dominica. How many years after? Dominica has truly regressed, not because of Maria or COVID or anything else. In terms of, let me give you an example. C.O. Williams, people who know C.O. Williams, started by Charles Williams, who died just recently in Barbados. Right now, C.O. Williams have been one of the biggest companies in Barbados, a very big construction company and involved in a lot of real estate. Leo Emmanuel told me that when he went to Barbados, when he was dismantling sugarcane factories to get steel, Charles Williams was a young man with just a truck. He gave him work and he grew to the biggest company because opportunity was given. If opportunity is given in Dominica, people will grow. The problem is that opportunity is not given in Dominica, and the Procurement Act that we have, Kenny Green and Sam should condemn it. Kenny Green, as a president or former leader of DIC, should condemn this procurement bill, but he's not. And when we speak, we have been speaking a lot about truckers. Truckers rose up a couple of weeks ago because they were not getting work locally. Yes, millions, multi-million dollar work is going on in Dominica, and truckers are starving for work because we bring trucks and all equipment from everywhere. When we wanted to dredge the river, instead of approaching locals, instead of putting out a tender, we bring, how you call it? The red company, how you call it?
Strong?
Dominica Strong, to make Dominica weak. All right? As far as capacity is concerned. When we wanted to build houses, we wanted to build 341 houses in Bellevue Chopin. We brought the Chinese. Not one local person built a house in Bellevue Chopin. When we wanted to build 1,000 houses after Hurricane Maria, we brought Preconco from Barbados, who in an emergency situation has not built 300 houses out of the 1,000 yet. So what are we doing with capacity? Instead of dealing with the truckers' work, what the Prime Minister tell them, your rate is the problem. Let us fix your rate. Garbage. How can the rate be a problem if there's no work available? Let us get the work and we'll deal with the rate.
1:40 is the afternoon time. My telephones are going crazy here. The time, 1:40.
The time compliments flow is add a postpaid to new or existing fixed services and get the Samsung 812 for only $1.
Mommy, Daddy.
Yes, son?
Yes, love?
It's Christmas time. You promised to make it fun this year.
Oh, that's easy. We'll make it fun with $10,000 from Central Cooperative Credit Union.
Low monthly payment. Very low interest rate per month. Make no payments till January 2022.
Serious, babes? That's a Merry Christmas deal.
Oh, yes. $10,000 will complete our Christmas wish list with Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Make it Merry Christmas loan.
And we will have a chance to win $500
La Jachesh.
All right, son. We'll make your Christmas wish come true this season with a Make It Merry loan.
Thank you, Mommy and Daddy.
Visit the Goodwill or Portsmouth branch today or call 448-2261. Our loans officers are waiting to assist you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Promotion runs from now till December 20th, 2021.
Terms and conditions apply.
What does a coffee lover like me desire? Everything a cup of Café Brasil delivers. I need a coffee that's smooth. I need a coffee that's rich. I need a coffee bursting with flavor. You see, coffee isn't just a drink, it's an experience. At least when it's Café Brasil.
Indulge in the distinctive flavors of perfectly blended Robusta and Arabica coffee beans. Café Brasil, taste the smooth, rich difference. Try our new Café Brasil Gold Coffee today.
All right, let's listen to Kenny Green again one more time.
Feasible for a company to come from overseas with that amount of that gravity of and scale of work without employing a large amount of the resources on island. So in other words, there's going to be a lot of work. However, there are going to be caveats to that, which is the type of equipment that people have. Now, Sam would have pointed out, and that's something that I don't know if it's Dominican, if it's just simply it's a universal trait, but sometimes you can, you know, complain or argue that something is not going to happen for so long that you forget to prepare for it.
Mm.
And a lot of the preparation part is about saying, you know what, I know this is coming. I've got a 5-ton truck, but the standard that will allow me to work better will be to have a 10-ton truck so I can move earth. Because you're talking a substantial amount of earthworks and a substantial amount of work. There's no way a contractor from wherever in the world can come in without having to use local resources. So the question is, again, just like we spoke about earlier, are our resources locally ready and able to take advantage of opportunities locally? And I'm not too sure that they are. Some are. I know that a lot of the truckers may feel that they're ready, but even a basic thing that happens on a lot of projects here, which is that a large project starts and then your equipment breaks down in the middle of the project and you're now left exposed.
All right. And I think we have a truck on the line there. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Matt, I am so disappointed.
You're disappointed? Why would you be disappointed?
I listened to Sam Raphael and Kenny Green last night.
Okay.
And it struck a bit of fear. When your own people can think that we... It's a call for concern. And I'm a trucker. I have been in the business for the past 20 years. So I have seen different forms and different involvement of our people involved in the industry. And I want to make it clear that when you talk about preparation, you talk about preparation. It's not about going and pick up water by the bridge and fool in a container. Preparation means loans. Preparation means collateral. Preparation for a trucker or for equipment holder means gathering resources to be able to purchase. With that means, Matt, there must be some form of guarantees to be able to do that. You're not going to put your house. I am Mr. Green talk about you're not sure if we're prepared. How do you take your house to mortgage your house for $200,000 to be able to buy a truck, an updated truck, and you are not sure that you are, there's no policy to ensure that you are going to be employed? How do you do that? Right? And I have gathered last night from listening to Mr. Green and Mr. Thing that the power of the CBI money in their hands make them feel that we are so powerless because we don't have the money. I hear them talk about the risk of investment. When somebody call and talk about not people not taking their own money to come to invest in Dominica, they talk about the risk for investment. The risk is too high for a man to take his own money to come and invest in a hotel. So therefore, the CBI makes it easier. But we don't have the CBI to invest. The risk we have is the risk to go to the bank and put what we already have in the bank. And it's not making sense to do it unless there's some form of policy, some form of guarantee for employment. And those guys I feel shame to be a Dominican last night when I listened to Mr. Kenny Green and Mr. Sam Raphael. You have to create the avenues for your people. And the only way the avenues can be created is through policies. Policies guaranteeing people that when they are given a project, even with our own money, that they are, our people are first considered. And then with that, people can decide to reinvest. But Matt, there's no sense in taking $250,000 and you don't know how he's going to pay it back. So I really want those guys to really think properly. Let's forget about your personal self. And as Mr. Lieber rightly said, let's think of other people. who don't have the largest of CBI funds to invest. Don't look down on us, but understand that we cannot do like you because we are the one taking the risk. We Dominicans are the one taking the risk. When I go and buy a truck and I still can't get employment. I am the one taking the risk when I go and buy an excavator and there's no guarantee of employment. And I mean, I hear the guys talking about breakdown. Max, breakdown, it happens in every living aspect of moving equipment, moving machine. There will be breakdowns.
I suspect, thank you, I suspect we'll have to have a part two on that discussion. But you wanted to make a point on Kenny's point.
Kenny's point about that we are not prepared to go from a 5-ton to a 10-ton truck, 10-ton truck, shows that Kenny is really out of base. He doesn't know what he's speaking about. He doesn't understand management. He doesn't understand governance. He doesn't understand leadership. To prepare for the airport and for Dominicans to benefit, the first thing that has to be done is that the job needs to be outlined and provisions have to be made to ensure that locals are employed. There has to be provisions in that contract. And also, we have to know as Dominicans, as truckers, as equipment operators, that there's a fair opportunity that given the competition, we can put our best foot forward and get work. If that is not there, there is no way you can be prepared. You have the chance of, as people say it, an ice cube in hell to be prepared. Because Kenny Green and Sam Raphael is setting up Dominica to think that we are not prepared, that's why we didn't get work. But if the intention is to make sure that the airport is an economic engine that's going to ensure that Dominicans are employed and engaged, and capacities improve, skills improve, the government will be putting things in place for such a large development to ensure that Dominicans are engaged and are properly engaged, are competently engaged, are ably engaged. The point is, the trucker a while ago says $200,000 to buy a truck, but that's a 4-ton truck. To invest in a 10-ton truck, to invest in a new reliable truck, means you have to be looking at $1 million. And he's right. That unless you have CBI fund backing, you alone taking the risk. When Sam Raphael builds his hotel for CBI, there is some free money, just like we discover from Ridge Development had free money in building Kempinski. People involved in CBI have free money. Free money is not available to all of Dominicans. If CBI funds a channel for development, then we can speak differently. Saint Kitts had the sugar refinery or whatever program that allows CBI funds to be available to the average private sector developer. Dominica has never had that. The point is, Kenny Green and Sam Raphael are not interested in Dominican development. They're interested in protecting their interests so that they'll be always be good acolytes to the regime.
All right, let's take a quick break. We don't have too much time. Let's take a quick break.
Yes, son?
Yes, love?
It's Christmas time. You promised to make it fun this year.
Oh, that's easy. We'll make it fun with $10,000 from Central Cooperative Credit Union.
Low monthly payment. Very low interest rate per month. Make no payments till January 2022.
Serious, babes? That's a Merry Christmas deal.
Oh, yes. $10,000 will complete our Christmas wish list with Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Make it Merry Christmas. Christmas loan,
and we will have a chance to win $500
Laja Shesh.
All right, son, we'll make your Christmas wish come true this season with a Make It Merry loan.
Thank you, Mommy and Daddy.
Visit the Goodwill or Portsmouth branch today or call 448-2261. Our loans officers are waiting to assist you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Promotion runs from now till December 20th, 2021.
Terms and conditions apply.
Farmers, fishermen, contractors, come on down to Auto Trade. The 2022 Nissan Frontiers are here and they are moving. Get one now. at our incredibly low introductory prices, plus low interest financing on this slick hard working pickup. Upgrade to total comfort and style. Available in automatic or manual four-wheel drive with power steering, push start, hill start assist, reverse camera, and more. Don't miss out on this deal. Call 617-2497, 613-2496, or 613-2109, or visit autotrade.dm for more info. Don't say I didn't tell you. They are going fast. At AutoTrade, it's more than a vehicle.
Oh, I can tell you the telephones are blowing off. As I said to you, my brother, we may need a part two, given all the information that's coming forward here this time. But let's go to the telephone. Yes, sir, good afternoon to you. And your telephone is messing up. Oh, boy. I'm sorry about that. Telephone is messing up at this time. Are you there? Sorry. Oh. Let's take a quick break and come back to the phones, give him some problems.
But if they could, they would say something like this. I like Linhas Veb Ladu. I want to tell my father, my family brought me to Linhas after I die. And the way Linhas took care of my body with respect and dignity, my jamais avec at West Pesala Lemote Vivant. Linhas Funeral Home, 30 years of experience, professional, reliable, and compassionate service. With a 24-hour emergency service. So long, mon humor, paquete a yen basu diw. Kie 449-1800, 275-7564. 449-2100 or the emergency number 277-1800. That time is for you to breathe and grieve. Linus is not willing that any should die. But Bobot, Zandra, you must go. So when you go, go with the best chaperone. Linus, you never know. Mama Tutu Famdi, si se pa Linus, I gavi ni hale pie yo.
The numbers are 449-1800, 449-2100, 275-7564, and 276-0400. Call Linhurst Funeral Home today.
Matt, I agree with Sam, you know. With a project of that magnitude, you don't want a truck leaving Marigot, you know, by the time it gets to Wesley, you know, you're not going to dump whatever material. You have to stop putting oil, you know, trying, you know, tighten up his wheels. You know, I worked at Public Works before, and whatever Public Works had, how would they call it, projects in the country, they would send two or three mechanics, you know, out there, just on site to keep, you know, the trucks going. I was a mechanic at that time. You know, we used to do those things. So you don't want them, those trucks there, before they make, go 2 miles, you had to put oil in there, you know, that kind of thing. We. Another thing, you're going to have a 24-hour work. Can those trucks they have down there stand up, that rigging, be that engine working 24 hours?
All right, Dominica, that's just a voice note there. How do you respond to that? How do you think it's insulting the truck?
I think it's a bit insulting to the industry. And when guys like that, like Sam and Kenny, wants to speak about the industry, invite somebody from the industry. Invite me. I may not be as competent as they are or they feel they are, but at least I'll put my 2 pence. I mean, you don't go into a project having of this magnitude, having bad equipment. And that's why you need to be prepared.
But the possibility is real, that they can get bad, or they can go bad.
The possibility is real that you're going to have breakdown, even if new equipment. Why do you think you have warranties and guarantees? Because there's that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have issues. You know, I mean, it took us a couple years to convince the government, for example, that they need to go to ultra-low sulfur diesel, because the new equipment being built that are diesel with diesel engines since 2013 can only operate an ultra-low sulfur diesel. So before last year, for example, you would be crazy to bring a new equipment if you don't know better with an engine that cannot use the diesel here. And it took our government years to get to that level. But the point is, you have to know what you're talking about. And you can speak on the surface all you want, but unless you understand the industry, unless you understand the difficulty, unless you understand the financing constraints, unless you understand the opportunity constraints that affects capacity, and capacity is driven by opportunity, no matter what you say.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Matt. I would like to ask, I would like you to ask Kenny and Sam, where can a local contractor or trucker go and get access plans, access the plans of that airport they're talking about? So that's the question coming forward. So where can people go to get access to plans to access the airport that they're talking about? Hello, talk to me so they can build capacity, if you will. 449-3095-9697. Hello, talk to me. We don't have too much time. I love my phone calls. Yes, talk to me.
Yes. Matt.
I'm here.
The way Kenny and Sam speaks, right? They don't understand it's not only truckers and the contractors hurting it. The entire economy of Dominica's world is hurting. Because what these guys are actually doing, if all the projects, if you calculate the amount of projects they have doing, 40% at least supposed to go for labor and whatnot, for work. And that those monies are expropriated from the country of Dominica, you know. So that is moving money, capital, away from your economy. And that's not hurting the entire economy of the country. So if they think they're going to gather money and gather things, they say they're creating poverty. And I hope when poverty starts to show them, they will accept it.
Hi, caller, thank you very much. Somebody's saying, Matt, 2 5-ton trucks and 100, it costs $100,000 per truck. 1 10-ton truck is $200,000.
That's used,
huh?
That's used and very used. Very used. As I said, a new 4-ton truck is about $200,000.
And a 10-ton truck is about $1 million.
It would be close to $1 million.
Close to $1 million. All right. I suspect Tony, we might have to have a part two of this one. But let's take our final call. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Yeah, Matt. What's
up? My brother, talk quickly. We don't have too much time. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, Matt, before Sam talking, he's the biggest talker in Dominica. Before he start talking, Matt, let him first go and pay the $6 million that he owing.
But the court has decided that he's not owing anything, so that's an issue under the bridge at this time, eh? So 4493, that's a court decision, not Matt saying that. And you've heard about that sometime. 4493-0959-6 and 9-7. Sam and Kenny are two government advisors. This is what somebody's saying here. Let's go back to another telephone message. What does Kenny know about business planning and finance? His claim to fame is groveling to become a passport seller. That's another message here. Before Kenny was a DIC president, he used to talk differently. But now, as a CBI agent, he's singing a different song. Some of the criticisms going forward there. But Tony, the last word is yours, and we will invite you back sometime to continue that conversation. We need to talk about capacity and whether Dominican workers have the capacity. Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead.
Yes, Matt. What I'd want to say is that at the end of the day, whatever we do, we should do it bearing in mind the impact it's going to have on us as a country. There are some people who use this country and don't need this country.
They don't need it.
If something happened, they take a plane and fly out and start a life somewhere else. There are some of us who are in this country, we operate in this country, we want this country to survive in a good way. And there's that big distinction. I can assure you some of the people who are on the other side don't need this country. Any day they can live. But we have to fight to protect this country, to make sure things are fair, a procurement bill that makes sense for development. When we have some time, I will do some comparison of St. Lucia's procurement bill with the one we just have. It would be instructive to see the difference. St. Lucia own was amended just in 2020. It was enacted in 2015. It's chalk and cheese. It spells for development, it spells for fairness, it spells for competition, it spells for using good government resources. I'm not saying there's no corruption in St. Lucia, but there's not an act that legalized corruption in St. Lucia as in Dominica.
Mr. Tony Blair, It was hot. My telephones are still ringing, so we'll have to invite you back for part two. Are you willing to come sometime?
Yeah, sometime. I'm willing to be of service to this country.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Tony LeBlanc.
All right.
All right. Take care. We're going to come back, Dominique, after this.
Yeah. Dominicans, Dominicans, enjoy your property, protect your property. You homeowner and businessman, protect your property, enjoy your property. Can't wait for the hurricane, can't wait till you flood again, can't wait till your roof fly out and all your business coming out.
Remember, no insurance company will insure your property when a storm is approaching. Get ahead of the hurricane season and insure with a company who gives you the assurance of payment for your valid claim. Come speak with us today at the New India Assurance Company Limited, upstairs AC Shillingford and Company Limited, 24 King George Fifth Street, Roseau. Bring along an up-to-date valuation from a qualified engineer and get insured today.